categorically deny it. I mean, that's what's so ridiculous, is that you can't pat me on the back and say that I hire good people and lay them and let them make do their jobs, and then one guy decides to say that I pushed or forced John to do it. I don't push or force John to do anything. John called me. I didn't call John that night. And he said that he had already spoke to Ozzy and he was pretty sure that he was going to make this decision. And we spent a half an hour on the phone. But there's nothing that I could say. I would upset him. I'd hurt his feelings, number one, to call him up out of the blue and go, we got to talk about this. You've got to make these decisions. So it's a little hurtful to be accused of doing something that I didn't do. And nobody would corroborate that story. I mean, so just, I didn't do it, and Ozzy didn't do it. We're there as John's sounding board. We want to be included. Like I said in the beginning of this, in this interview, my job is to ask a lot of questions. And I told John, this is going to be a big deal if you do this late in the season. And so the only call I made was to Jim Caldwell when he accepted the next day and said, I admire you more than you know, because after what you went through last year and getting fired, I wouldn't have blamed you if you said, you're not going to, please don't make me do this. I don't want to do it. I want to stay the quarterback coach. Find somebody else to promote. So John had made that decision with Cam before finding out which one he was going to pick for it. And I just admired Jim Caldwell because I thought he was in a little bit of a no-lose situation. Because I didn't think that all of a sudden we were going to start lighting it up. And yeah, we statistically some better yardage and a few extra points. But I just thought Jim had more to lose than to gain. And I was just really proud of him for standing up and saying, if not me, who? And that was the only call I made.